USA Radio News.
The man who gave lawmakers and news outlets Hunter Biden's laptop says he has tens of thousands of deleted images and videos. In addition, Jack Maxey said he's fled to Switzerland to avoid retaliation from the White House. The Daily Mail reports Maxey intends to post the 450 gigabytes of deleted material online. 3 days and still no verdict in the case against four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury will return on Thursday to continue deliberations and determine the fates of Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta. The men are charged with conspiracy. Defense lawyers say an informant manipulated the group at the direction of the FBI. The trial began with jury selection on March 8th. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490. 1490 today
or at SwissAmerica.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott did not mince words on Wednesday over what he plans to do about illegal immigrants at his border.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The UN General Assembly will vote on Thursday over whether to suspend Russia from the UN's premier human rights body. The move comes after the discovery of hundreds of bodies from towns near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, sparking calls for its forces to be tried for war crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A major report says American nursing home residents are subjected to ineffective care and poor staffing. The study from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine is calling for wholesale changes in the U.S. long-term care system in the wake of more than 150,000 resident COVID-19 deaths. These deaths have been highlighted in states like New York and Michigan, where both Governors Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer sent COVID-19 positive patients back into long-term care facilities. Student loan payback will be put off for several more months.
The White House announced the federal government will continue pausing student debt payments through August 31st. President Biden said in a statement Wednesday, the United States is still recovering from the years-long coronavirus pandemic, necessitating further leniency on loan payments. The government holds loans valued at over $1.5 trillion nationwide. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The investigation into contaminated bag salad by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is over. The CDC's reopened investigation into bagged salad found packaged salads and lettuce sold by Dole made people sick. 18 people were sickened in 13 states. 3 died. A missing man has been found dead and his wife hospitalized after their RV was discovered in a remote area of Nevada. Ronnie and Beverly Barker went missing last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.